This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Thursday, the 7th of March. How do you do? The trending stories here on the DJV side. All right, I'm going to give a challenge to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara doesn't have to normally, does she, pick the stories, but we don't really rehearse. I know that'll come as a shock to you, but we don't rehearse too much what we do. We just kind of do it. So I'm looking at a list, Jennifer, and here's what's on the trending list. The Democratic Party. Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Lakers, what's going on in the financial markets, kind of like a countdown of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine, Donald Trump, various TV personalities, and the barking dog. Yeah, right. And a partridge in a pear tree. All right, so you want to pick from there, or have you got something else that you want to do?
Well, I think the person that's been trending the most over the last 24 hours is R. Kelly, and he has been... Had quite an interesting 24 hours, actually. He's now currently back in jail. He was taken into custody on Wednesday in Cook County, Illinois, after he was in a court hearing for unpaid child support. R. Kelly is 52. He's an R&B singer, if you don't know. He left the courtroom with his legal team through a different door than he entered, but his hands were not cuffed, according to witnesses in the courtroom. He, according to his spokesperson, won't be released from jail until he pays $161,000 in back child support. Problem is, R. Kelly doesn't have a whole lot of money. So this $161,000, that's a tough hill for him to climb. He was detained just over a week after he pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse, and he posted bail on February 25th and was released from jail. Now he's back again. This happened on the same day that an interview with Gayle King was released on CBS. In this interview on their morning show, it was so crazy. It's so literally, when I say the word crazy, we have a little bit of audio which we'll listen to, but Gayle King actually had to, like, beg him to sit down. And the network, because so many people have expressed interest in just how wild this interview was, has decided that they're going to air it during their primetime lineup on Friday because there's so much interest and intrigue around the behavior of R. Kelly. I don't know if that's exploiting someone who's obviously got some really big problems, but be the judge for yourself. Here's some of the audio from the interview if you missed it.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my hell.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kid, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
Hmm. Y'all just don't want to believe it. Y'all want to believe it or not?
I think one of the most disturbing things, okay, so I'm when someone is accused of something and they fight back, I understand why you would be that upset. But I think she kept asking him questions about, I think, someone he's currently in a relationship with. And she said, are you dating so-and-so, whatever her name is? And he said, yes. How old is she? She's 21. How long have you been dating her? Have you been dating her since she was 17? And he, like, hems and haws, and he says, well, yes, did you have sex with her when she was 17? He says, no, I did not. But it was so strange. And then when she said something about the parents allowing him to have these women so young, he said essentially that the parents were begging him to have sex with their underage daughters. So there is a bit of him seeming out of touch with reality that I think carried over. It wasn't just a man fighting back to protect his innocence. There's something really going on here. And I was watching Dr. Drew was on Fox News last night, and he was saying, you know, this doesn't look good. He's not only acting erratically, but he has no money. He can't see his kids. His career is over. These are not good things that go into a combination of facts for someone who it seems already to be on the brink. So,
yeah, I mean,
is he on drugs? I don't know anything about him, but
he looks and sounds like someone who's
who's been on drugs for a long time and is totally, like you said, Jen, out of touch with reality. There's nothing that's resonating there. That when I saw this interview, it just seems like he's on a different planet.
Yeah, there's only so many times, and that's one of the biggest accusations against him, is that he's had relationships with girls who are 13, 14, 15, people under 18. And it's like people forget, he was married to Aaliyah for a year when she was 15.
Whoa, so, I forgot about that.
And they put her age as 18 on the marriage certificate. So obviously he knows it's
not
right.
How old was he then?
He must have been in his late 20s, early 30s at least.
He's 52 now, so that puts in perspective. He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, so it's just there's only so many times you can be accused of that multiple different people before you start to wonder, okay, there's, you know, some fire here. Something's going on.
Yep. All right, so that's, I don't find that, I think we've covered that. We've given people the information. You hear a little of the audio that people are talking about. What more saddens me or more affects me or maybe more is a focus is the Alex Trebek situation, who has been a host of Jeopardy for, 30 some odd years or something, 1984. So he is not long for this world, no matter what he says. God love him, he plans to beat pancreatic cancer. Nobody has beaten pancreatic cancer. As a matter of fact, it is the worst kind of cancer you can get. And that may be why he's been talking lately about getting off of Jeopardy and who would be the next host, et cetera, et cetera. So other than hold a good thought for him, he's very smart. He's got a fairly young family, too. I think he married fairly late in life. I know my daughter, when she was teaching in a private high school here in Los Angeles, he had a couple of children went through her class. So that would have been in the last certainly 10 years. So anyway.
Yeah, you know, I saw someone say yesterday that he's kind of one of the last Walter Cronkites, kind of a calming voice that you hear on the TV every night. And so many people have grown up with him. I watched Jeopardy last night because of that. And I was like, you know, if this is all I can do to support someone who's kind of been on TV my entire life, then I guess I'll do it. But it made me feel really sad.
That's really a very interesting observation. He's been on television your entire life.
Yeah.
Think about that. Who else do we know who's been, who can you think of? Pat Sajak, the host of that other program.
Has he been on since 84?
Yeah, they both started at the same time.
Pretty much, they were around the same time.
Yeah. So when you think about it, that's
he's like
really
our generation's Merv Griffin.
Well, Merv Griffin created those shows, and Merv Griffin's estate is worth $1.3 billion or something because of these two shows. These are the two most profitable television shows in the history of the medium.
And they still good.
They still are number one in their time slot wherever they air. It's a syndicated show. It's not a network show. So it goes on, and then they sell them in pairs. I think it's King World that distributes them, which was the same company that picked up Oprah Winfrey. Nobody else would touch her. And they became the King Brothers. Roger, forget what the other one's name is, became very wealthy because of these shows. But Alex has been just very steady, like a rock. That's what people like. They want to be able to tune into something like that and know, as you were suggesting, Kara, every night this guy's going to be there at the same time. Maybe, you know, you don't do that with news people anymore because the news people, was it yesterday we were acknowledging that Walter Cronkite's last broadcast was on this date in 1981 or something like that. And that's really with those, there were anchors on each of the three networks at the time. Fox didn't exist. So there was Walter Cronkite, there was Howard K. Smith, and the Huntley Brinkley Report was on NBC. And everybody knew all, they knew and could depend. And these people had, on a bad night, 17, 18, 19 million people, which is about three times what the normal, I think these newscasts now are lucky to get 3-4 million people.
Well, there are more choices now. Everybody's split up.
Well, but they're also lousy.
that too.
Whatever
that
it too. Is. Yeah. And then along with that, just as we're talking about the news and stuff, I'm sort of surprised that the DNC would fall into what appears to be kind of a trap and not allow or say to Fox News, you can't come to the Democratic Party debates, What kind of a move is that, do you, any or all of you
think? I think it's really, really stupid. But you know what? There are certain times that, as a supporter of the president, when you want him to just shh, just let it, because on Twitter yesterday, he was going after the DNC saying, well, then I'm not going to have my debate. No, don't. If the DNC is dumb enough to not want to reach out to Fox News, which they obviously are, then let it be. That's actually a benefit to the president, because to win an election, Democrats are going to need more than MSNBC and CNN's viewers. They're going to need people who are independent and people who are conservative to cross over and vote for a Democratic candidate. And if they don't want to reach out, good. I think that should be strategically good for the president. But he was really going off and tweeting about it. It's like, just stop. If that's their dumb decision, let it be their dumb decision to make. I think it's ridiculous, but okay. The bummer is that, and they're trying to make it seem like Fox is state-run TV. What they don't realize is that Bret Baier and Chris Wallace are the two best journalists on television right now, and that's just the truth. They have no political perspective. They never give opinion. I actually defy you to try to find a moment where the two of them give opinion when they aren't directly asked for what do you think. It's always about the news. And I think that's something that in other day parts at Fox, certainly almost all day long now at CNN and MSNBC, that's really tough to do. So other than looking to some of the network newsmen who maybe we could kind of go back and forth about, like, I don't know, you know, we could talk about what's his face on NBC. I can't remember his name right now. These are your best journalists in the business. So to try to take that away from him is a bummer. But I think that's just a loss for the Democrats and for the candidate, ultimately, whoever is on that side of the ticket.
Funny, as a kid growing up, I never thought of television people as journalists. I always thought, as many people who are my age thought, the people that wrote, that were in the newspaper writing columns or writing the stories, or people who were in print media, those were the journalists. The TV people were Johnny-come-latelys to the realities of what's the news and how do you get it. And Walter Cronkite was, speaking of him again, was a World War II correspondent, and was also, he was in the European theater, and then as a young guy, and then he was in Korea, and that's sort of where he, what do they say, cut your teeth or made his chops or whatever they call it. But he was somebody that really came through the ranks. And then there were some other people that were news, that were writers and reporters that were in print that made it over to television and to radio. I can think of a number of them. The old Mutual Radio Network had a lot of people on it in New York, especially, who were known as writers for the local New York Times, or for, you know, that's the way they got their experience. These people, the only reason they're on television for the most part, for many of them, is because they're good looking. Fox is notorious for that, I think, in many circumstances. But local newscasters in many of these, I mean, in Boston, there isn't one, all the women look the same, all the men look the same. And they all kind of sound the same.
I think that's in every TV. To me, every woman, it's like they have to have the same hairstyle. They have the same, like, hair that comes down. It's separated in the front, and it's curled into tendrils in the front. It's like everyone has to have the same look, the same dress. The men look, you're right. But I think that that's everywhere in news in America in general. Mm-hmm. It's like a uniform.
It should be called It's Not the News Now. Time now for us to get the news on what it is that creates a lasting impression. And I will certainly give you the 012 when it comes to power swabs and how advanced their teeth whitening system is and how wonderfully well it does on your teeth in as little as 5 minutes. You apply it. You get when you call 800-208-1797, you can order a supply of power swabs. They come in little tubes. You break open the top of the tube, and you just douse your teeth. 5 minutes later, you'll see that they are whiter, and it keeps going on for a period of maybe about 10 months. You do it 6, 7, 8 times every couple of weeks or so, and then give it a rest, and then try it again. Wow, what a difference. So let's crack that smile and be happy about it with Power Swabs, the super fast, easy, and hygienist-approved, dentist-approved way to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797 for the half-price deal. Mention DJV, 800-208-1797.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
JV program with Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and Doug. The music of Tim McGraw here as appropriate. Interesting story about him. We have these musical focus times every hour, and we try to find the things that are most current that will appeal to the most people. Tim McGraw, certainly, Jennifer, would you say has large appeal, big appeal?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen him?
Is he huge? Is he huge or just big?
Oh, no. He's a big country music star. And, yes, but I made the joke. Yes, he's also very attractive. He gave up alcohol and got into a healthful eating. And not that he was ever out of shape, but, oh, my gosh, he's like rock solid now. It's ridiculous.
Rock solid. All right. So, anyway, he's going to share his personal health journey in a new book titled Grit and Grace, Train the Mind, Train the Body, Own Your Life. What a great title. Grit and Grace, Train the Mind, Train the Body, Own Your Life. It's a health and lifestyle book, comes out in November of this year, including his exercise tips, approach to improving well-being, a lot of practical perspective, personal thoughts. He says, quote, I've gone through a physical transformation the last 10 years, but it's not just my appearance that's changed. My mind is clearer, my sense of purpose is sharper, and my relationships are deeper. Consistent physical exercise helps me to bring focus to my life and to the people who mean the most to me. He stopped drinking 10 years ago, works out twice a day. He'd lost 40 pounds in the first couple of years. In this story, as well as others from his trip, his journey, he's going to share some very inspirational stuff. He writes, quote, that's where my workout program came into play. It took the place of alcohol, and it's really important. I want this book to help people find what works for them by sharing the mental and physical approach that's worked for me. In addition to his book, Tim McGraw has one of the fastest growing acts and performing as part of the CMA festival this year. Play Nashville's Nissan Stadium during the country festival starting the first week of June. Well, it's actually 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th in downtown Nashville. So that's his story. I was on the plane. I watched a couple coming out here yesterday, a couple of the episodes of Austin City Limits. The Steve Miller Band. I've never seen him perform before. He's fabulous. And also, Don Henley from the Eagles doing a solo set, and he also was very, very, very good. And he had with him on stage a number of country artists, including Trisha Yearwood. I didn't realize how much he'd gone country, sort of. But they were it was a very good, very entertaining. And you know, doing the hits and some of the new stuff, but it was good. I'd never seen Steve Miller before. He's a kind of straight dude. Both of them are kind of straight looking dudes. Jason Aldean in the musical news, getting Artist of the Decade Award at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Entertainer of the Year for three times. Jason Aldean will get the ACM Dick Clark Artist of the Decade Award at the 54th Academy of Country Music Awards, which will take place next month. He'll perform at the show. Comes the sixth artist to receive the award, following Marty Robbins, Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Garth Brooks, and George Strait. The award honors an outstanding artist, yeah, who's dominated country music over the decade. Renamed the ACM Dick Clark Artist of the Decade Award after Clark passed away in 2012, in recognition of his many years as a producer and host early on at the ACMs. This is probably one of the coolest awards I've ever been given, Aldean said. My heroes are on this list, something I can't really even wrap my head around being part of, but I'm proud to be getting it. It's for everybody who stuck with me and supported me through all the years. And so he's the Entertainer of the Year, and the only second country act following Rascal Flatts to score four consecutive chart toppers on the album chart of Billboard magazine. So congratulations to Jason Aldean. DJ Vitas, 28 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in Virginia is to sentence President Trump's former campaign chairman today. Paul Manafort, convicted last year of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying, he pleaded guilty to similar charges in a Washington, D.C. case and will be sentenced next week for that. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, Arizona's Martha McSally, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
She says it almost led her to quit the Air Force. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Program Thursday, March the 7th. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies that have occupied my heart and my mind for, Jennifer's been around for a long time. Seems
Do you
like
know, Dougie, decades, our 13th yes. anniversary is coming up on the 15th?
And you were just a kid.
You were just an R. Kelly
now
child
I'm an old
bride.
Hag.
The heck?
And Victoria Keelan is, we are in our third year? How long have we?
I think at the end of this month, it'll be 3 years. That blows
my mind. Hiring people in March.
Yeah. March is Doug's magic month.
March.
Right. March.
Springtime. We've got to change everything in the springtime. Kara, you've been along longer than Victoria. I was amazed last year. I think I was talking about this. I couldn't believe you've been here doing this for as long as you have. You're
yeah, it's been like 4.5 years or something
four
like
and
that.
Half years.
Wow.
So you
it's
were
Christmas
what, 23?
Time, right?
How old were you when you started working with me? 23?
Must have been 22, because it was
22?
Yeah. It was the end of 2014.
A whippersnapper. All right, Victoria. Victoria's in the middle of this age sandwich. Let's get to what you have trending this half hour.
Well, Taylor Swift is trending this morning because she wrote an essay for Elle magazine that was published yesterday, and in it she talks about her mom, Andrea Swift, is battling cancer once again. Taylor had gone public with the news that her mom had cancer. She never said specifically what type of cancer it was, but she had originally told her fans back in 2015 that they had some family members, including her father, who had battled cancer, and so Taylor and her brother were very worried about their mom, who's 61 now. They wanted her to go and get checked out just to for peace of mind, really. Taylor said she just kept bugging her mom, and she said her mom finally agreed to go and get screened for any health issues. And unfortunately, she felt fine. There were no red flags, but then the test came back that she had cancer. And so she went into remission for a bit, and now Taylor has told everyone that her mom is battling cancer once again. And essentially, this essay talks about Taylor really changing her perspective on life. She said that the things that she used to put her time and energy and effort into are no longer priorities. And she said she only deals with real problems now. And I think this is also a veiled kind of comment. Like, she's not going to be fighting with Kim and Kanye on social media anymore. I think this is her basically saying that she's had cancer really affect their entire family, and that she is now only really focusing on the stuff that ultimately really matters, and that's family and health and relationships. And I think it's also a sign that one of the reasons why she and her boyfriend, who've been together now for at least 2 years, maybe even 2.5 years, they've been notoriously private with their relationship. And I think part of that is her going through this metamorphosis where she's realized, okay, I'm not going to be on the red carpet with my boyfriend anymore. No more, you know, I don't know if she's going to be writing songs publicly about exes anymore. It just sounds like this has really changed her, and dealing with two parents with cancer at a young age. They're both young. They're both only 61 and I think 62. And that's
a lot
to deal with.
What kind of cancer is it? Do you know? Is it the same kind of cancer?
She hasn't said. She just said the cancer's back. That's all she said, that her mom is once again fighting cancer. So I'm not sure what both of her parents were diagnosed with, if it's the same type of cancer or if it's different. But she's been very, you know, it's a kind of an emotional essay that she wrote for Elle magazine.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's hold a good thought. It's always good, no matter whether you know the people involved personally or not. There, but for the grace of God may go you. So we're talking about Alex Trebek, all this kind of stuff that's going on, something that we'll visit again after we celebrate National Cereal Day, which is today. Cereal was invented by accident by a fellow named John Harvey Kellogg. Oh, what a surprise, that name.
A delicious accident.
Yes, right. 1877 is the year he and his brother Will were experimenting with boiled wheat, as of course brothers always do. They left a batch out overnight and returned to find it stale, like most of the cereals today. They tried the same process with corn and created what is now known as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, which basically I've always thought they were flat. Frosted Flakes are just corn flakes covered with that frosted sugar coating. That's all they are. 1933, sweetened cereal was born. Ranger Joe popped wheat honey. What is that? That was a cereal? Ranger Joe's popped wheat honey?
Apparently.
Oh. Yeah. Showed up on the shelves of grocery stores, radio, television ads showing youngsters what sugar-coated cereal is like. So, sugar cereal. Now you can curse his
beginning of the end.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then in 1984 on this date, Mr. T made his cereal debut. I want to understand whether I have to iconically explain who Mr. T is to some people. Do you think anybody listening doesn't know who Mr. T is?
Well, maybe like little kids might not know who he is now, no. But
right. Well, Mr. T, he has a cereal brand. It was the first licensed ready-to-eat cereal manufactured and marketed by the Quaker Oats Company, and his slogan, "I pity the fool who don't eat my cereal." I don't sound like Mr. T at all. I pity the fool. Yeah. I'm sure I do. Anyway, so that's the history of cereal. How many people still eat cereal? I don't eat cereal anymore.
I don't really eat it either.
No.
I don't either, but the only cereal that I really do like, which kind of goes back to being a kid going to Ireland a lot, I love Weetabix, and I actually just got Lewis hooked on it. He's like, this is the best cereal ever. I was like, it's not actually that easy to find anymore. It used to kind of
what
be
is
everywhere.
It? Why do you like it? What's the flavor? I've heard the brand, but I've never tasted it. What is it like?
They come in like, they're little oblong discs almost, and they're... It's kind of hard to explain. It's like shredded wheat, but it's not shredded. It's a different texture, but it's like those little briquettes kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But it has a really good flavor, and it actually tastes natural. It doesn't taste like...
Is it good for you?
Yeah, it's got a lot of fiber in it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's not the overly processed stuff that is, you know, Frosted Flakes and all this stuff that tastes really good.
Yeah.
It's not Lucky Charms.
Every once in a while, I crave Frosted Flakes. That was my favorite cereal as a kid, but I don't know. The last box of cereal I bought, it had been like 3 years, was the pumpkin pie flavored Frosted Flakes this fall because it came out with the flavor. Yeah, and I love pumpkin. You know, I'm a pumpkin hat.
All of that stuff.
Was it good?
Was it very good? I had a bowl and I kind of just left the rest, so the rest is still on top of my refrigerator. Come on by. Have a bowl.
Thank you. In sports news, the Red Sox pitcher Stephen Wright was suspended yesterday for 80 games after he was tested positively for PEDs. So I'm going to have to ask because I don't know what
performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I should have gotten
a lot of players get in trouble for that.
So is this 80 games? Is that kind of unusual, a suspension?
No, because there's a zero-tolerance policy on it. And part of the problem is once you have one player who starts taking these types of drugs, then everybody else, to keep up with their performance, gets on the same bandwagon. And for a long time, during the late 90s and early 2000s, that was a big deal in baseball. Barry Bonds, I think, most famously.
He's the only one who ever got caught, right?
He never got caught. But
obviously but was juicing.
But they caught, but they put him on trial for something else.
Remember
Sammy
that?
Sosa, of course, Sosa. A couple of people on the
Mark
Dodgers.
McGuire, I remember.
McGuire was the played with St. Louis, I think.
More recently, A-Rod admitted to it, too.
Yeah.
And if you look at Mark McGuire, what's so interesting about him, he was a coach for the Dodgers for a little while. And I saw this guy with McGuire running around, redheaded. I'm like, who is that guy? He was unrecognizable because he was a shrinking man. I mean, when he went off this stuff, he was like this tiny, skinny guy. And as a baseball player, Mark McGuire was always big and buff and broad shoulders and totally different looking guy now. I think he's still coaching. You can see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One other quick little sports thing, though. Jen, this is probably for you. Do you know who King Kong Bundy was?
Yeah.
Wrestler.
He was a pro wrestler. Yeah. I guess he famously battled Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania 2. He died at the age of 61.
Yeah. Yep. Big, heavy guy.
Very sad. He was 450 pounds.
58 pounds. Yeah. And 6 foot four. And he used to ask for the five count. I did not know this, but my co-host on my local morning show, because I watched wrestling quite a bit, but he kind of left just as I was getting started. And I guess he would ask for a five count because he would smash his opponents and he'd tell the ref, keep counting, because three wasn't enough because he bundied him.
All right, some focus on television. A couple of things. We were talking about Alex Trebek and how he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The outlook is not good. He said, normally the prognosis for this isn't very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, help of your prayers, I plan to beat the low survival rate for this disease. 9% of the people who have it survive. That's it. So, anyway.
I hope he's a part of that. He seems like he wants to.
Yeah. Also, Riverdale is dedicating the series, the remaining episodes anyway, to Luke Perry. Not any big surprise there. The producers announced that it'll be a sweet tribute to Perry. All future episodes of the drama will be dedicated to Perry. The writers added, quote, tonight's episode of Riverdale finds Fred doing what he does best, accepting Archie. It's dedicated to Luke, as all episodes will be for the rest of our run. The Riverdale team returned to the set after a shutdown following his death. So how do they write him out?
That's a good question.
It's always a challenge when something like that happens. And what's happening with American Idol? Anybody watching American Idol as the...
I gave up on that show years ago.
I watched one singer last night, and I just, I don't know. It's interesting because it came back, and I feel like it has the exact same format as it used to when it was on. And, I understand, I guess, people like that. But to me, it's just, it's so unappealing. You have one person in a room singing kind of bad, awkward a cappella, and the judges are right there in front of them, and their faces, like, you can read everything on it if they don't like it, and they kind of laugh at the contestants, it feels like, sometimes, and I don't know.
When The Voice came along, it just pointed out every inadequacy
that
American Idol had.
Yeah, and with the new judges, I just don't get a good feeling from any of them. Not that they're bad people, but it just their chemistry doesn't really seem to be there. And watching The Voice seems so much more like wholesome, and they really seem to want to help the contestants, and I like that.
So how is The Voice going? So they're further along with their contestants. American Idol just got started. Voice started in January, didn't it?
No, The Voice just started last week. John Legend joined last week. He's on the new cycle.
Yeah. All right, so we like The Voice better than American Idol. That's what I hear.
I find it more entertaining, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jen, what's up for tonight?
All right, tonight we've got a pretty big night. On Gotham, the lady that plays Barbara and has forever on the show since it began is actually now behind the camera. She's going to be directing the episode of Gotham in their last season.
The young kid?
She's the blonde who was with Jim Gordon at the very beginning. She's ends up being his wife at some point. Yeah, Barbara. So, yeah,
she's
but she goes crazy
one.
In between. Yes, and now she runs a club. Yes, now she's directing. Okay. All right, the season premiere of AP Bio is happening on NBC. If you care, Thursday Night Darts, the Premier League 2019 on BBC America. That's tonight at 11 o'clock. If you really are scratching the bottom of the barrel,
don't
maybe
joke.
Late night television.
Lewis and I got hooked on that. It is so oddly addicting, and you just, it's crazy. And the people in the audience go nuts for it. It's wild. It's actually fun to watch.
Well, there you go.
I'm a nerd.
All right. Well, so Victoria will be watching darts. For those of you that are looking for something else, ABC Tonight has Grey's Anatomy. That's new at 8 o'clock. Meredith is facing a big decision. She's going to have to side with one person, Alex or DeLuca. At 9 o'clock, Station 19 is new. And For the People, it's the Season 2 premiere at 10 o'clock on ABC. CBS also all new tonight with The Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon, Mom is new at 9, plus Fam and SWAT to round things out. The CW has a new episode of Supernatural at 8, Legacies at 9. Gotham, again, brand new with that big directorial debut of one of the cast members. The Orville, new at 9 o'clock after that. NBC has the return of Superstore. AP Bio is back. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is new at 9. Will and Grace at 9:30. And that's about it for tonight. It looks pretty good. A full lineup of new programming. If you're interested, new episode of Hollywood Medium, 2 on E.
I saw on the plane last night coming out here an Amazon Prime. It's a series, and I only watched a couple of episodes about what would have happened if the Nazis and the Japs had won.
Oh,
World
my
War
brother's
II.
Obsessed with that show, The Man in the High Castle.
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah. That just got canceled, but that's supposedly a great show.
Yeah. Here's something else that's great. The way to fix your bad night's rest is with a new mattress topper from. You're used to me telling you the story. This is a great product from MyPillow. Mattress toppers made of 100% cotton. You can wash it in the machine just like the pillows. It's a fabulous way for you to make sure your bed, your mattress, is going to give you what you need, and that's a good night's rest. So if you want to try this out, go to MyPillow.com, order your new mattress topper, and get 30% off the retail, and also a couple of free MyPillows. Use the promo code DJV for this promotion. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, so you can sleep and rest better, feel much better when you wake up in the morning. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Here on the DJV show, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and a focus on Facebook. I heard somebody talking about Facebook and something new that they were doing or they started yesterday, but this is a story about how many they've lost, how many users they have lost in the last year or so, and it's their own fault, really. I mean, when you get right down to it, it's kind of like all the people complaining about riding on American Airlines. They're all complaining and they're losing passengers because people are fed up. And I think Facebook, they're dropping off like flies. So what's the scoop here?
According to a new study, they found that Facebook's user base is really shrinking, particularly in the coveted 12 to 34 year old demographic. That's the demo that that all social media really wants to capture. And this survey, which only collected data.
Me? Social media doesn't want me?
Facebook's already got you. They don't need to worry about keeping you. The survey collected U.S. data, which is actually Facebook's most lucrative market. So this is not worldwide. This is only in the U.S. But it found that an estimated 15 million fewer people use Facebook today than they did in 2017. The biggest drop was between was among teen users and millennials. And they say that people, they're not exactly sure completely why people are leaving, but you can guess. Facebook's privacy issues, the data breaches, the user lack of user trust, all those things have definitely influenced a lot of people, and they've just given up and canceled Facebook. One of the interesting elements of the trend is that the users are not leaving Facebook entirely. They're actually going to Instagram instead. Now, Facebook owns Instagram. So Facebook, one of the reasons they think that people are going to Instagram, besides the fact that it's just more fun, it's less toxic, there's less personal information given, but it's also simpler. And Facebook has so many ads now. That's another thing people are citing, that it just feels very commercial, and that there's, like you told a story yesterday about a friend of yours who posted something and there was an ad right below similar to what she had been talking about, and that's something that a lot of people don't like. The other thing is the misinformation, the fake news. People are just sick of it, and Facebook has become so political, and Instagram and Snapchat are the two other main social media networks. They have somehow managed to not become political, and that's probably by design. Instagram is now the official social network of the younger generation, and Snapchat doesn't even come close to Instagram now. And Instagram has more than a billion users, and more than 400 million monthly users of its Stories feature. And Facebook tried to do Stories as well. It just doesn't work. Now, the good news for Facebook, and this is where it affects you, Dougie, is Facebook reports seeing some gains among people who are 55 and older. So Facebook is actually grabbing the grandpa grandma sector. But the truth is that is exactly what it is. It's the grandma grandpa thing, where that's a way for them, for people who are grandparents, to keep in touch with their kids and their grandkids. And that user base will probably eventually they will expire, but they're not going to go and they're not going to leave.
Average age for people listening to most of the news talk radio programs, frankly. Hard to get the numbers down. All right, let's see what we've got here from Google partnering with NASA. That looks pretty interesting. What's the scoop there?
This is very cool. I think this is something you'll really like. Google's Arts and Culture Division has partnered with museums from around the world to create a collection of videos and images dedicated to honoring science and human discovery. It's called the Once Upon a Try Project, and it's available online and within the Google Arts and Culture app on both Android and iOS, so everyone can see this. And they have this collaboration with NASA and the Smithsonian. It features 200,000 artifacts from around the world. Some of the virtual exhibits are super cool. NASA's virtual universe used machine learning to analyze and catalog its hundreds of thousands of photos for exploration. So if you search things like Cape Canaveral or spacesuit or orbit, you can come up with some really cool things that are all part of the NASA exhibit. Another great exhibit in this project is called A Beautiful Blue Sky, and that's the emergence of color photography. And that's kind of a really cool history of how color photography came about. And this is such a great tool for kids, especially. We'll probably see this exhibit hitting classrooms as well. The Big Bang exhibit features an augmented reality app. Plus, Tilda Swinton, the British actress, she is narrating this. She tells the story of the beginning of the universe. And overall, there are 400 interactive exhibits in total. So you can go on to Google's Arts and Culture Division on their website, or you can use the same app on Android and iOS.
I wonder if you can go to the Smithsonian and see some of the stuff organized this way. It sounds fascinating. What a great take. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.